Welcome to In the Spotlight with Quo Circa, the definitive podcast on digital disruption in the print industry. I'm Luella Fernandez, director of Quo Circa, and today I'm joined by Henning Olsen, director of sustainability at Epson Europe and managing director of Epson Germany. Today we'll be discussing all things sustainability, specifically how the pandemic has led to a green awakening amongst businesses, the opportunities for ESG activities to be closely linked to corporate performance, and specifically how Epson and sustainability have been closely intertwined for over 70 years. So welcome, Henning, to the podcast, and maybe you could tell us a bit about yourself and your role at Epson.
Yeah, Luella, many thanks for inviting me to the podcast, and hello, everybody. Very nice introduction, very pleasant introduction. I'm already 17 years with Epson. It's a really long time. And I spent most of my business life in IT telecommunication industry. I worked for IBM, Motorola, Nokia, all these famous global companies. But what I can say, it's Epson is somehow different. And probably throughout the podcast, we can talk a little bit more about what is so specific, what is so unique in terms of Epson's philosophy, Epson's spirit, and so far. Yeah, I worked in international business, in sales, Southern Europe, Middle East, Africa. And now I'm back since 17 years in Germany as the managing director for Epson Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and I'm holding the position of sustainability director for Epson in Europe, Middle East, Africa.
Yeah, that's great. So we've got quite a lot to cover today. So I just really wanted to start off with, so as you say, you've had a long career at Epson and in the industry, but I'd be curious to know a bit more about how you see the impact of technology on the changing views of sustainability in organizations today, and how the importance of ESG has changed over the course of your career.
If I go back a couple of years, there was nothing about sustainability. They all speak about CSR, especially the Americans. They invented CSR, making a lot of profit and give some money back into the society, corporate social responsibility. That is traditional CSR thinking. But meanwhile, over the years, there's a awareness on having not only the social part, but the environmental part and the governance part. I remember back I would say 12, 15 years back, I had a university lecture in Barcelona, and I was had a Q&A afterwards with the students, and they said, what does it need to get into, for a company to get into sustainability thinking? So I was saying, okay, we definitely don't need regulations. Yeah, because I think the companies can capture that topic and be sustainable in the future, because there's a future business opportunity on sustainability. No regulation needed. Yeah. Meanwhile, my observation and my opinion has changed. Yeah, of course we need the regulations. We need guidance from policymakers, into that direction. Otherwise, the profit with purpose thinking is getting very slow throughout the companies. Yeah? Actually, we in Epson, and this is what I personally observe, is that we come from a very proactive compliance situation with a strong commitment for environment, but there was a low impact on the business strategy so far. Yeah? Meanwhile, that has changed. I would say even 3 to 5 years back, that came into a high visibility, the social purpose is in the thinking is in the boardroom, the senior management that is in the strategy and so far. And very recently, we had a change with the global president of SAXEP, Epson's Corporation. And he was then bring that straight into the core positioning of our business strategies. Yeah, and alongside with that is SDG thinking, the Sustainable Development Goals of the UN as a compass for our business.
Yeah, no. So, you know, it sounds like Epson's got a very sort of long heritage in sustainability. Yes. And I read that, you know, when Epson was founded 70 years ago, it was very focused on protecting the lake by the headquarters. So could you give us a bit of background on Epson's history, you know, and philosophy around?
Yeah, you mentioned the lake, yeah. Probably for the listeners to this podcast, I need to explain it a little bit more, yeah. Epson is in the middle of nowhere somehow in Japan. Yeah, a very nice area. They call it the Japanese Alps. Yeah, and there is a lake, Lake Zua, and that lake is a little bit symbolic for our environmental philosophy, because right after World War II, that was completely polluted. Industry around this lake was putting all the industry water into the lake, and Epson took it very, very serious, saying, okay, I want to clean that lake. People should drink the water out of this lake. Yeah, there's another symbolic thing that goes into climate action, because there's a phenomenon on this lake that called Omiwatari. In wintertime, the lake is frozen. And there's a tectonic movement in this lake that splits the ice. And that looks like a trace from one end to the other end of the lake. Omiwatari. So there's some religious thinking with that as well. Yeah, but Omiwatari is not happening in the previous past years. Yeah, because the lake is not freezing to that extent, and the split of the ice is no longer happening. Omiwatari is not very much seen these days, and this is linked to global warming. And Epson said, okay, we want to see Omiwatari in the future, so therefore we have to stop global warming. A little bit storytelling here, yeah, but for the understanding of a Japanese company and how we link things to nature and symbolic thinking, that is very strong with Epson. And you mentioned the heritage. We were the first one who completely banned CFCs in the production. The first ever in industry, yeah. That was back in 1992, yeah. So Epson always took it very, very serious as far as being close to the environment.
Yeah, and so just really to follow up on that point. So I know Epson have just recently released its green report with you know, various targets. So can you maybe explain a bit about its sustainability goals, that, you know, particularly around being carbon neutral, and yeah, you know, how that's kind of permeating all its business operations?
Yeah, yeah, that is. The Green Choice report you were mentioning is a 2020 report, and probably I want to speak about recent new announcements. Epson announced its new environmental vision. And the new environmental vision for 2050 is not only get carbon neutral, but carbon minus. How can a company can be committed to be carbon minus even into a vision, yeah, and how strong is that commitment? And alongside with that commitment, there goes another announcement that is Epson wants to be wants to switch to renewable electricity all over the world by 2023. This is a major step into the carbon miners and into climate action. Renewable energy is key to achieving this vision. And 2023, all factories, all offices, all activities in the countries goes on renewable electricity, 2023. That's a very strong commitment. And in our management philosophy, sustainability is embedded.
Yeah, it's very ambitious goals, actually, because 2023 isn't really that far off.
That costs a lot of money, by the way, and that costs a lot of rethinking and switching. Yeah, but this is what we can demonstrate with our technology as well. Yeah, our technology is energy efficient technology, and then we ask the customers really to follow that, do the switch, save energy, and try to get into renewable electricity on everything you do. That is not a long-term goal. It's just ahead of us.
Yeah. So in terms of the Epson vision that you mentioned, are there any particular areas of your sustainability roadmap that have been accelerated as a result of the pandemic in terms of not only your sort of internal operations, but also your products and technologies that you're offering to your customers?
Yeah, the technologies are always invented or engineered under the energy efficiency aspect. Yeah? And alongside that is a life cycle thinking. Life cycle thinking is very important. The cradle to grave or cradle to cradle thinking is very important if you want to fight climate action. Yeah, you don't need to use always new material and new products. You can keep the material as long as possible in the loop. Yeah? And that is one of the big differentiator in our industry. Yeah? So transactional business is ended. And you mentioned the pandemic situation. The learning out of the pandemic is one big learning is, yes, we have to really be more conscious about the environment and consume less and think about the interdependencies between GDP growth and nature destruction, so to say. That is a strong learning out of the pandemic. Yeah, because when we had shutdowns in most of the European countries, yeah, the air pollution was healing. Yeah, the clean air, no planes in the air, not so much traffic, yeah, not so much mobility, and digital technology worked. Yeah, we send all the people or most of the people into home offices, and productivity was not suffering. And our technologies enabled really that a rapid move on the workplace, yeah, from the office to home office. That is a really fundamental change, yeah, and for the environment that is a benefit.
And I think you pick up on that point around. I think all of us as consumers, as well as in our business lives, we've really seen that the benefits of not commuting to the office and, like you say, reduced noise pollution, traffic pollution, and
yes,
so on.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just had real beneficial impact for us in our sort of our personal and business lives. But I'm interested to know in terms of Epson specific technology, because you mentioned also the circular approach, yeah, to your products,
yeah,
moving away also from a transactional to a service subscription type approach. Are there any particular new business models or services that you're offering for your products? And I'm not just really just talking about print here, because I know you've got products across robotics, projectors and so on. So it'd be just interesting to know how green technology is embedded in those products as well.
Yeah, that is most visible in the printing area. Everything we can switch from analog to digital printing has environmental benefits. Yeah, that starts with the textile printing. Yeah, that in per se is a dirty process if it goes analog. Yeah, a lot of washing and chemicals involved. And digital is a clean process. Yeah, if it comes to the business, yes. We are really putting into the focus our solution on the printing because there's this clean, heat-free technology, yeah? And this has big advantages in environmental aspects. Yeah, the carbon footprint is much lower of a printed sheet than printed by other technologies like laser. Yeah, and if it goes into the home office or into the consumer. Yeah, you probably know that we're selling EcoTank products where the cartridge is in the product. And we can refill this cartridge for a very, very attractive price. And therefore, we don't need a lot of consumables. Yeah, refilling. The printer itself, yeah, is a most sustainable process anyway. If it comes to projection technology, you probably heard about our augmented reality glasses, where we can really shorten the process on pre-sales, after-sales services. Yeah, why should the engineer travel to the customer, look into the robot's assembling line that is standing still for some reason or so? The guy in the factory can put the glasses on, and the engineer sitting here remote can direct user manuals into the glass and give very concrete advice how to assembly or to maintain or repair a high-tech machine, for example. This is absent technology, the augmented reality glasses. We have other circularity enable products like PaperLab. You probably heard about PaperLab. The paper, it's not a paper recycling machine in-house, but with the used paper, you can create new paper in-house. It's a dry fiber technology process that enables really the company put the printed paper in, shred it, defibrate the fibers, press it together again, and get new paper out, paperlet paper. Quite an interesting process, closing the loop of valuable material like paper in the company. So this is only a few technology aspects where Epson technology can make the difference on sustainability thinking.
Yeah, so what's your view then on how technology can help businesses improve their sustainability credentials? Because I think, you know, more businesses are becoming aware of the need to I guess, adhere to the various ESG criteria and policies, and technology has a huge role to play in helping businesses become more sustainable. Yes. But there's a real kind of flip side, I guess, to some technology actually consuming a lot of energy, even you know, paper versus digital. So, yeah, just be interested in your thoughts.
Yeah, that comes back to my original remark. Nothing works without a switch to renewable electricity. You can reduce as much as possible, or you can even do a compensation with gold standard projects, getting your carbon footprint measured and then do compensation. Yeah, that is not the right approach. Yeah, if you come in the whole life cycle with that renewable thinking, electricity in the use of the product, that is exactly what our technology is about. Yeah, if you have an electric car, for example, get another analogy, and put electricity in that is generated by fossil fuel, Electricity generated with coal. The whole concept of driving an electric car is meaningless. You have to put solar energy into your electric car. Yeah, and you have to put solar energy into your business ink printer from Epson.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as buyers, we're becoming more conscious in terms of, you know, environmentally conscious when we make buying decisions on any product, whether it's technology or not. Are you seeing a change in the perception around sustainable products from different generations? And, you know, has Epson
looked
into that?
Yes. There was a, in 2019, there was a wake-up call from next generation, young generation. Anyway, I basically believe that me as the as a company senior person, I should not do decisions on my generation. Yeah, so the wake up call came in 2019 with the Fridays for Future movement. Yeah, and they were afraid about what politicians are not able to deliver. They were afraid about what companies have on their profit maximization strategy, consume more and more year on year. Winners and losers and so far. All this was somehow, luckily, driving the young generation into protest. And you probably followed the creation of the European Green Deal. The European Parliament was re-elected, and there was the Green Movement, and then the commissioner stood there and saying, okay, yes, I got notice of this, and this is a mega trend. Climate action is a mega trend. I announced the European Green Deal. Europe wants to come carbon neutral by 2050. There's a lot of investment money, and big investors like BlackRock put their strategy into sustainable investment, sustainable technology, and so forth. So a lot of movement. I personally think, yes, we owe it to the young generation, but the young generation was pushing us. And this is a very, very good movement so far. Yeah? COVID has delayed that by couple of months, but that is not stoppable. And our technologies fit pretty much into that mega trend.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, that Epson has products that go across the consumer and the business space. So in terms of your business customers, are you seeing that they are placing sustainability in much higher in terms of their agenda, in terms of their purchasing decisions? Are you seeing a big change since the pandemic, or has it moved in priority?
Yes, in the last couple of years, we already saw that on public sector customers, they're requesting sustainability programs, auditing, ratings. They were the first because they have to deal with tax money and they have to verify the tax money. And social sustainability came up on the green procurement as well, the green procurement guidelines. And we at Epson, we knew that we are very good in terms of production in our factories and so far. Yeah, but... If Henning says so, where's the evidence? So we took a couple of buyers into our factories in Shenzhen and into Jakarta and did the seeing is believing. And I was so surprised about the highest quality standard in terms of working condition. These are Japanese standards, even in China. Japanese standards in China. Labor rights, dormitories are clean, all that stuff we looked at. And public sector is requesting now audits. And we started RBA audit, performed very, very well. We started the EcoVadis evaluation. We performed premium, platinum everywhere. So I'm so happy about that the social sustainability is getting very high on the agenda. And that is moving now into private sector. So a lot of changes, but Epson is fantastically positioned in all these directions.
Yeah, and I think what, you know, even the research that Quocirca has conducted is that, you know, sustainability credentials are one of the top criteria that businesses look for when they're selecting a supplier. And I think it's become so closely entwined with competitive advantage as well. And, you know, they're looking for suppliers who can help drive innovation in their own companies with, you know, more sustainable products. So that's, you know, pretty much aligns with what we're seeing. And I'm interested in terms of, you know, Epson's actual business, whether you see that your channel, because, you know, it's very much a channel focused company, are ready to promote the sustainable benefits of your products. You know, what advice have you got for channel partners who want to use sustainability as part of their conversations they're having with their customers?
Yeah, that is a change as well. Throughout the last years, if our salespeople speak to the IT people, that is not very fruitful. People talk about, don't change my infrastructure, my existing infrastructure. Why should I go for a more energy-saving device? I will not bring my laser infrastructure in danger. Yeah. If you go into the next level, that is probably then the financial level. On price, everybody can sell on price. Yeah? If you be best in price, you get the deal. Yeah? And the financial people, they can understand ROI, but they can't understand the sustainability ESG values. Yeah, more and more is coming here, but a big level of teaching and understanding. Yeah, and if you come to the company leader, who is thinking about the future and having long-term plans for the company, yes, they have to face sustainability thinking. Yes, they have to have energy reduction thinking, carbon footprint reduction thinking, because they have to publish their footprint as well. Yeah. A lot of changes I can explain or can give you some illustration on a big customer that is producing car glass. There is a huge energy-consuming production line, 1.2 kilometers of floating glass, yeah? 24/7, 365 heat on the floating glass. Yeah, we visited that customer we were speaking about his office and what can we change in his office. The customer is consuming energy like hell. But he said, we want you in our office because we are required to show progress on ISO 50001. This is an environmental industry standard. Yeah? They did everything in their production line, yeah, but not in the office. And then we came in with our copier machine on ink, and they switched, took out their laser machine, and they demonstrated, compared to their whole energy consumption, a very tiny, tiny progress, yeah, in the office, yeah, printing in the office. And guess what? That has convinced the auditors on 50001. He got huge tax benefits. That's a real story, by the way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just to pick up on that point you mentioned about, you know, price is always going to be the key motivator. Price is king, and organizations, they're looking for something that's cost effective and high quality. But I think sustainability as well has come to the forefront. And like you say, they want reduced energy, reduced environmental impact. And, you know, with print, I think there's always the perception that print, printers can use a lot of energy, but also you have the environmental costs of paper usage as well. I'm just wondering if you've got any customer examples that you can share where they've actually shifted to Epson print technology because of the environmental savings and, you know, maybe what the business outcomes they've achieved because of making that shift.
Yes, we have a lot of them. And with that, I can refer to our Green Choice Report, downloadable on our website. And here we have a couple of customers where we were calculating, we have an energy saving calculator. We were calculating the saving down to a euro level. How is that possible? We have tech values. We can compare tech values where that is a measurement with all the printing devices, a common standard. Yeah, and these tech values are matched with the energy energy production numbers per country. You can imagine in France, where there's a lot of nuclear power, the energy and carbon saving then is quite low. In Poland is very high because they 90% rely on fossil fuel. In Germany, it's a little bit of mixture. We have solar, we have wind energy. That has an impact on the carbon calculation, carbon in kilogram per kilowatt hour. This is in our tool. We can match this, we can calculate this, and that is very much convincing to the customers because they physically see euro saving, carbon footprint, CO2 saving, yeah, compared to the, for example, a laser solution, yeah, and that is convincing if you bring it down, really down to reality, that value selling, and then it's a mixed calculation, yeah. You have the good price, and then on top of it, you have a reduction on energy cost and a reduction on carbon footprint. So a lot of examples are in that Green Choice Report in Europe.
Okay, and I think it's really interesting, you know, the carbon calculator that you mentioned, because I think analytics is absolutely key to organizations being able to understand, obviously, their environmental impact and their carbon footprint. And we're seeing more organizations looking for sustainability services where they have this auditing that they can actually get tangible results in terms of comparing their current, whether it's their real estate or their device fleet, and how that would compare to a completely new device environment. And actually, on that note, I just wanted to ask you, in terms of, you know, moving forward as offices start to reopen, what are your thoughts on how Epson, and not only Epson but other technology companies, can help those businesses I guess improve their sustainability credentials as they return to work, and how, what type of technology that they may be adopting to actually address those requirements going forward?
Yeah. The question is, how fast is digitalization moving? And COVID showed that digitalization is there, and we can put all the workflows on a digital process. Return to work does not mean the people come back to work as they did in 2019. Agile working, enabling people to work from home, have a base in the company, yeah, but with a flexible, very flexible schedule. Yeah, teams come together, people work from home, people work in very, very intensive groups. Yeah, in the company, people work in, I would say, process data analysis from home. Yeah, so this is the new way on how a business in our area are driven. And this has impact on the environment as well. And our technology printing, of course, will change. We see a big move now from the office to home office. Office is in there, yeah. But how much will be printed at home? Do we really need a print at home? That has changes in the way we calculate our business. Yeah, But at the end of the day, the circularity thinking is key. Yeah? Having the services aligned to whether it's in home or in home office, and getting margin out of these services, that is the future direction for the channel as well. The channel does not need to compete on the point behind the last zero on page per print or printer. That is margin killing. Yeah, the service is what will generate the margin. And actually, Epson is in quite a good position from technology wise, but from service thinking as well.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good note to end, you know, our conversation, you know, specifically around sustainability. I think, you know, we've really covered, you know, the impact of the pandemic on businesses, you know, becoming more aware of the benefits of operating a more sustainable environment, but also how Epson's technology is sustainable across, you know, so many of its product areas. So I really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
I'm very optimistic about Epson's future, because as a technology company, we understand the right approach, and that goes with sustainability and the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, and so forth. All the technologies is a compass into our future business.
Yeah, brilliant. So yeah, thanks very much for your time. And I just wanted to end on a final question, really, to ask you after lockdown, where you have plans to visit, if you, anywhere in particular you'd like to visit once we're released from our current lockdown situation.
I need to tell you, I'm suffering. I'm really suffering being locked down to the screen, so to say, yeah, and doing all the meetings on virtual, yeah. Actually, we still have a lockdown here in Germany, and I had to reschedule last year's plans. Of course, I had no vacation at all. I know every bush and tree in my garden and in the near forest with the dog and so forth. Actually, I'm very much in hiking and climbing and horse riding. I planned a very nice horse trail to Canada last year. I rescheduled that for this year. As soon as I can move, I will be there and do a horse trail in Canada. Okay. And the flight over there, I will compensate, of course.
Of course.
Carbon footprint compensation, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I do want to say I follow you on LinkedIn, and you do some great videos of, you know, how Epson is actually moving towards renewable electricity and so on. So I really encourage anyone to follow you and just actually see a bit more about Epson. Particularly, I think you were on the roof of your office recently showing the solar panels, and I think that was really interesting. So I think
I could show you our Epson forest. I will put it exclusively for you on LinkedIn next week.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, look forward to that. Well, thanks very much for your time again, Henning. It's been a really interesting conversation. And yeah, thanks very much for sharing Epson.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining today's In the Spotlight with Quocirca podcast. For more information, please go to quocirca.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you on our next podcast.